Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal Savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you so.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He did just save me once for Christ. The devil's ring, yeah. He offered him a piece of bread. He got the back and bread. The devil asked him, are you the son of God? Throw yourself down off that rock. You won't land at all. If you think the road is easy, try it for yourself. Without the help of Jesus, you won't get the same way well.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He said just
your host Elohim. We're coming to you live out of Philadelphia. Yeah. Oh boy, we've done 2 days in a row. But miracles do happen, huh? Well, today's topic is how the Milky Way galaxy was formed. Okay, we've done. We're doing the shows coming from the book. Takes you from pre-Genesis all the way into Genesis. Genesis tell you what was done. Pre-Genesis tell you how it was done. There was no Big Bang, so we're not going there, okay? what we'd like to do, we make a quick assertion. I walk the path of Ben Anderson Good, so I won't read what you sow. And I'll be walking, by doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want, okay? Now, what you just heard was one of the songs off the album, Jesus is Coming, 911. And you can get it on Amazon. It's on Amazon, Walmart. You can plug into any of the outlets and you can get the album, or you can dial 215-758-1703. And we will make sure that you get a copy of the album, okay? That would be Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. You can go to that website. And you can catch the album off the website, too. Actually, our book will be on that website, Bible 2.0. Starting Tuesday, the book will be on the website as well, okay? Now, we're going to play the national anthem. That's what was supposed to come up, but it didn't. So we're going to play our national anthem so that you can ponder upon it, think about it, think about what we're about, what we're trying to do. Okay. It should come up. It won't come up. Okay. Well.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life change.
The national anthem did come up. So we're going to get started. Today's topic is how the galaxies was formed. That's today's topic. That's what we're going to get into. I got to, excuse me a little bit. I'm running just a little bit late here. But we're here. That's what's important. We're here. And we're bringing this information to you. Now, before we get started, well, actually, we're started now. It's not a before we get started. We normally talk about love first, 5 minutes of love, but we're not going to do love today. We're just going to mention that love is an act that makes others feel good. So if you're thinking or doing anything that's not going to make the other person or people feel good, just don't do it, okay? They've taught us obsessionism. Form of love, but it's not. Love is not obsession. Love is the care and the treating of people the way they're supposed to be treated. That's what Yahshua called religion. It's not joining a group. It's doing right by other gods. Other gods, now those of you who follow the Bible, we're Bible thumpers, so those of you who follow the Bible, Psalm 82:6, as we all got. We're following up on it. And Genesis, going to Adam and Eve, it tells you what a God is, okay? One who knows right from wrong and is a designer, okay? Tells you what a God is. All this stuff we got you thinking about somebody floating around in the sky and all that, that's not what the Bible says God is, okay? So when we're praying to God, we're praying to our friends, to our fellow gods who can help us do everything. The gods that are blessing the preachers, the ministers, the overseers, the puppet masters, that's what we call them. It's you. You're the guys that's blessing them. If you stop blessing them with your tithes and offerings, a lot of them will be sleeping in the street, okay? Or we'll have to go out and do the job. One of the two. Or become entrepreneurs. That's what these ministers should be. They should be some type of entrepreneur. Most of them are because they're selling CDs and books and all that stuff. So that's part of an entrepreneurship. Okay? Now, with that being said, the world needs to be born again. That's our platform. That's the platform we're going to be speaking from. And if the world's going to be born again, it has to be born through a thought process of forgiveness, okay? We have to learn to forgive each other. And, boy, that's a big deal. I'm telling you, that's a big deal. I got people right now that I have to try to forgive some of the stupid stuff that they have done. But you got to remember, men and women are children. Let us make men and women in our image. The men and women are children, not children, teenagers, and all that. They're men and women growing into their godhood. They're supposed to be men and women growing into God. That's what's going on. That's what your teenagers are. They're men and women who are growing into their godhood, meaning that they become designers. They want to design their own future. They don't need leaders to help them across the street. They might need information based on what your journey is, based on where they're going. They can use part of their story, your story, to help them. That's what's going on. But they're growing into God. They want to stand on their own. They want to do for themselves. That's what's going on. But since you're not a God, you're not listening to the Bible, even though you're reading it 24 hours a day, you're not listening to the Quran, where the Quran says you're a righteous judge. Oh, my, yeah, they're telling you who you are. But you're not listening because the puppet masters want you to maintain the status quo of men and women, the LGBT community. They're growing into God, and they don't want to be men or women. They don't want to be that no more. So they pick some other type of lifestyle. As God, they have they can do that. But they're going against their own design. This is what they don't know. They're going against their own design, okay? Now, they're baby carriers and non-baby carriers. What you call yourself, duh. Whoever made up the rules for men, the dress code for women, you know, hey, who did that? You know? Who's making up the dress code for God? The only dress code in the Bible that God gave you was he put a coat. He gave Adam and Eve a coat. That means you cover your body. That's what it means. That's it. All this other crap, you got to have your hat on this way, and you can't wear your hat this way. Take your hat off when you get... All that's man-made. All that's made by the children, not by God, okay? God is not that cynical. Anyway, well, I don't want to get too sidetracked here because we don't have a lot of time. An hour is not a lot of time. So there's certain things we have to cover every show because when you tune into this show, we want you to hear this because the birthing process has begun. You have to be born again. When you're saying the same thing, when Yeshua, whom we call Jesus, asked Nicodemus, told Nicodemus he has to be born again. And you're confused. They're telling you all kinds of crazy stuff about being born again, but that's not what it's all about. Ask some of the preachers what it means to be born again. And boy, you'll see some of the answers you'll get. Listen, in order to be born again, you first have to know the truth. Now you ask them again about what truth or whose truth. There's so many different truths out here. No, there's not. The truth is the same all the time, and it never changes. That's something for you to think about. Now, what is the truth? The truth is what you see and do in your lifetime. That's the truth, and it's the same for everybody. That's your truth. Nobody's with you 24 hours a day. Nobody knows what you'd be going through out there all of your time. Only you know because you're there. You witnessed it. And if you're not on somebody else's journey where you can witness and see it, it's not your truth. It's their truth. The stories of Jesus. That's Jesus' truth, not your truth. Now, if you can find something that they say about Jesus' journey that can make you a better person, use it. Can use it. If you want to be a carpenter, there's carpenters that wrote books about their journey. Pay them for the book. Use their journey and become a carpenter. Become whatever you want. You are a designer. You are a God. What makes you a God? Well, we already talked about that. I don't want to get sidetracked. I want to keep going because I can spend an hour on each particular topic as we go through this here, but we've already spent time on these topics. So I'm kind of want to go through them kind of as fast as possible. Now, you know what the truth is. If you're going to New York, Greyhound has a truth out there. You catch the Greyhound bus. That's not your truth. You didn't start Greyhound. That wasn't your journey. Your journey is in New York. Pay the Greyhound people. Get on the bus. Go to New York and leave Greyhound alone. But now if you want to start a bus service, now you got to look up the Greyhound owners, how they did it, what they did. But that's not your truth. You got something else to do in New York. You're just using Greyhound's truth to go to New York. You're on your own journey. That's the only truth that you have. Your truth, why? You were there. You witnessed it. You saw it for yourself. That makes it your truth. Okay? Even if somebody doing something, or somebody might be telling you their truth might be a lie. So you understand that is their truth. It's not your truth. So you say, well, what you call them saying so-and-so, so-and-so. You believe it, we tell you. Don't believe nothing. Nothing or nobody. Don't believe anything. Research what you need to go where you're going. Where you're going, that's the key to the whole thing. Now, you know what the truth is. Now, this being born again mean? You're being born second to second, minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. The birthing process continues all of your life. The only thing stops the birthing process is when you enter into a birthing loop. First time I mentioned that. What is a birthing loop? I mentioned it, but not in this way. What is a birthing loop? When you go to church, you sit in that church, and every week to week, they're telling you the same thing over and over and over. That's a birthing loop. You're not moving to the next level. The Bible is a key to take you from level to level to level. Actually, the Bible is an empire building book. Okay? If you're not building an empire, then whatever's in the book that can take you to where you're going or make you a better person, use it. There's a lot of things that Jesus said that you can use. Normally, I say when we first open up, but like I said, I'm running a little late. Now you know what being born again means. You're being born second to second. It's a mental upgrade. You're having a mental upgrade to the next level. The question is, what are you being birthed into? That's what you have to ask yourself. Find out what you want to do early, as early as possible. Find out what you want to do so you can find things to birth you into that. Level to level to level. If you're not moving to the next level, you're going to find yourself sleeping on the street, in a sane asylum, out of your mind, because you're bored. You don't know what to do. It's like when you go to see these clubs are boring. That's why you got to have alcohol or some kind of drugs, because you're literally in a birthing loop. Once you go into a birthing loop, things just don't, nothing seems right. Nothing is right. You start picking with each other like little children. Men and women are little children. That's what they are. Okay, I'm just telling you right now. And they push you, oh, my man. Yeah, okay. I get that. All right. But look, that's what being born again means. When Jesus told Nicodemus he needs to be born again, he was telling him you need a mental upgrade into what he was teaching. He was taking him to the, Nicodemus needed to go to the next level. That's what was going on, okay? That's what being born again means. We're bringing it to you. Ain't nothing spooky about none of this. That's what being born again means, okay? Now, where we left off at? At the last, where we left off at the last show, right? I'm calling them shows because basically I'm really not qualified to teach you about anything. So I'm not here as a teacher. I'm just giving you a message. I'm just giving you a different thought process. Think about this stuff. Should you believe me? We're telling you, don't believe nothing or anybody. Check. Research, find things out. You got the internet. Well, you got to be careful about the internet. They're changing that around too. They're putting lies on the internet now. So it's going to be hard to find the truth. But in your journey, there are people who've written books. Now they can't change the books. The books are out. That's why we tell you to read. They can't change. They can change what's going on the internet. But once that book is out, they can't change the book if you have the book in your hand. Now, if you have the newer version of the book, they can change that. But the old versions, they can't change that book. Once it's in your hand, they can't change it. It's there. That's why we tell everybody, if you're going to follow the Bible, use the authorized King James Version. That book still has the keys in it. Some of the other versions of the Bible, they're taking out the keys. The book of Joshua, some of those other books, the keys are missing. That's why they didn't put them in. That's why they didn't put those books in the Bible, because the keys are missing. I'm giving you a heads up. You read the once you finish reading Elohim, the scriptures, or tyrannical scriptures, Bible 2.0, and you have a copy of these keys. Once you get these keys and you start reading some of these other books, the Bhagavad Gita, Aspi, all of them, you start reading some of these books, you'll see that they've taken some of the keys out. When I first read Life and Teachings of the Master of the Far East, it was a small 120-page brown hard copy book. That's what it was. It was quite a while ago. The upgraded version, they've taken the keys out of the upgraded version, making it difficult for you to follow the masters or to do what the masters are doing. They do not want you to become the God that you are, that you're supposed to be. The proper masters don't want that, you know? And in the first volume, it tells you none of the books should be more than 120 pages. All of them are more than 120 pages now. Where do the other information come from? Okay. I'm just telling you what they're doing. So the older the books, the better off you are. When you get in the book, get the older books, the better off you are, okay? Now, the last time we stopped at the incorporeal beings, you know? Coming in and forming the galaxies. The galaxies were made. The Milky Way galaxies were made. Solar system. They were made. The suns were made. They were made by these incorporeal people. They call them incorporeal entities because they don't become people until they surround themselves with corporeal energy, which is flesh. Once they surround themselves with flesh, then they become people. They become human beings, which is supposed to be humane, but that's a whole nother talk. So right now we're going to read from book one, okay? We're going to continue reading from book one, okay? We're going to start at book one. We're going to start at book one, 74. We're going to go back to 74 just to sort of catch up a little bit on what we talked about. The gas in the corporeal dimension became so numerous that the incorporeal beings were worried that it might catch fire and burn a hole between the dimensional barrier connecting both dimensions. They were worried about that because incorporeal energy, like we said, gives off a corporeal gas. And there are two different dimensions. Now, we explained on that in some of the other lectures, so we're just going to keep moving, okay? If you want to catch up on some of the lectures, then you can go to Blog Talk Radio, look up Elohim Christ. Everything is recorded. You can get them, okay? You can listen to the lectures based on this year. We just started this series this year, okay? They decided to go into the corporeal dimension and set up a control mechanism to make sure that a fire does not happen. How they got into the corporeal dimension through the black hole. We explained where the black holes came from too. In order to do that, the incorporeal beings had to surround themselves with corporeal energy, thus making the first gods of the corporeal universe. Okay, you had beings that can live in the confines of space without ships and suits and stuff. Okay, I'm telling you, we had it like that. And we'll get back to that point again. But right now, functioning as men and women is a little tricky to do. Okay. Now, this is B-177. They ignited some of the gas using a spark from the perpetual energy making process. We talked about that. What the perpetual energy process was in the incorporeal beings and what it gives off. B-178, incorporeal energy splits into halves as it makes more energy, much like a mother's egg develops when the egg is fertilized in the mother's womb. The energy forms clusters until the cluster is large enough to manipulate conscious energy. At that point, they become sentient beings and join the work of making galaxies to control the corporeal gas. That's why we are here. You keep asking, so why are we here? You're supposed to be maintaining the Milky Way galaxy. That's why you're here on this planet. That's what this planet, well, there's a lot of reasons for this planet to be here, but we're not, that's a whole other talk. But that's why you're here. That's why we have this drive to get out in space. Even the Bible said they tried to build a statue or a tower to go into space. That's what they're supposed to be doing. And and God, we're going to talk about who this God is later on. That'll come up. Broke it up. Didn't want them going into space. Didn't want them coming like being as we are, okay? Being as they were. This is a B-179. Because of the close proximity to the black hole, they merged three of the energies to form a star dense enough to withstand the gravitational force of a black hole. They're able to manipulate the energies that formed space. Today we call the first sun Sirius A. In order for some of the beings we call gods to stay in the corporeal dimension, we had to make planets around those suns. This is a B-182. In order to balance the gravitational force of the planets to the sun, we had to make two more suns we call Sirius B and Sirius C. B-183, from the incorporeal energy's building blocks, which you refer to as DNA for lack of term. You have to think about the terminologies that we're using. I'm using the terms that we have here to best describe what was going on well, they say millions of years ago, but the carbon dating, the dating process that they use, they're going to upgrade into a dating process where they can use actual dark matter to determine how old things actually are. But they haven't gotten to that point yet, but they're working on it. We're talking about gods of science. They're working on it. They're asking these questions. So if they're asking these questions, they're going to get the answer. So B-184, we begin to replenish the planets with everything we would need to sustain God in the corporeal dimension. B-185. However, when they first came over to work on the corporeal gas, the gas given off by the incorporeal energy was so internalized and was enough to sustain God while monitoring the gas they ignited. B-186. The corporeal form was able to consume the energy given off by the incorporeal combustion process. Once the gas is turned into flesh, it is a different frequency. It has a different frequency and can consume the direct gas coming from perpetual motion of the incorporeal energy. That's something to think about. Now, this is a different thought process that we're giving. Am I right? That goes into the belief system. We don't want you to believe anything. This is a different thought process that we're trying to get you to consider. All right? They have been pumping this Big Bang Theory at you for so long with the different nuances and everything to prove that it was right. Although they did come out last month and say they were wrong. It's not enough material for the Big Bang to have happened. So they're trying to postulate another theory. When they say theory, that means they don't know. They're trying to figure it out, like the theory of evolution. They're trying to figure it out. Stop taking their stories as your story. It's not your story. You weren't there. It's like we're talking about the incorporeal beings, bringing in Cyrus A, B, and C, forming planets. You weren't there. It's not your story. It's a thought process. So have you thinking in terms of moving to the next level. If these guys can make planets, how come we can't make planets? It's like when the Bible says these people live 8,900 years. Don't argue with them. You weren't there. But it's a thought process. If they can live 8,900 years, what were they doing that we're not doing today? We can't get past 100. Most of us are dead by the time we get to 80. So what were they doing that we're not doing? See, when you start thinking as God, things change because you know you are an unlimited being. You can do anything. If you can do anything, then if you have a thought process that gives you a particular question, knowing that you connected, we talked about this too, to the universal mind or what they call the Christ consciousness, knowing that you connect to that and all the knowledge of the universe is there. So if you're asking the questions, the answers will be coming. The question is, how do you get an answer to a question that's never asked? This is what the puppet masters are doing. If they're forcing you into men and women mentality, there's certain questions that you're just not going to ask, and you will never get the answers. And that's how you begin to form into a birthing loop. Okay? I don't want to get sidetracked here, but the gas is turned into flesh. It has a different frequency and consumes the direct gas coming from perpetual motion of the incorporeal energy. We still have the ability to consume energy directly from the sun and prana energy from the air today. These are things that you need to be talked about. These are practices that you need to get into. You need to get into your breathing practice so that you can breathe this prana. They have a breatharian institute where they don't live off flesh. They don't eat anything. They consume air. Now, it's gotten to the point that they're charging so much money only a middle class can go, but the thought process is there. If you think about this stuff, you can bring about this stuff. In fact, they told you one time what you think about, you bring about. Letting you know what's going on. Okay, B1, 88. When we first came through the black hole, we could return it at a time of our choosing. But incorporeal energy first came through. When they got ready to go back, they could go back, B-189. However, once we consumed any of the food we made, we had to purify ourselves for 7 years before we could shift back to the incorporeal frequency. You need to remember 89B1, because this is important when we get into Genesis, the first book of Genesis, when we get into the first start of the Bible, shifting. They call them shapeshifters, but shapeshifting back and forth requires a certain the body to be at a certain frequency. Okay, that's why you have a lot of people that do a lot of fasting and stuff, because they're trying to change their frequency so that they can do certain things. Okay, B-190. Once we saw that the fires, well, let's go back over B-189. However, once we consumed any of the food we made, we had to purify ourselves for 7 years before we could shift back to the incorporeal frequency. Now we're in the incorporeal realm with in a flesh suit, okay? B-190, once we saw that the fires we ignited would not burn through the entire dimension, we kept making suns and planets. So this, the heaven, okay, you might not be used to that term, the way they done tricked that up. This planet is called heaven. Once heaven was done, okay, once we start making heavens, that's why I say heaven. They talk about different heavens, but since we don't know what heaven is, I mean, they got us, the thought processes that they got us engaging in are the thought processes for children. But I'm going to let you know that you are God, not a child. There's thought processes that you can get into that goes beyond all the thought processes that they've been giving you. Going to the next level. That's what the birthing process is. We're here because the world needs to be born again. The dark matter flowing through everything kept the particles moving so as not to jump from one particle to another, like a forest fire jumping from one tree to the next. This is what kept the entire universe from catching fire and burning a hole from the corporeal universe into the dimension. Into the incorporeal universe, and the two dimensions, okay? I'm getting a little tongue out of here. B-192, we decided to use five suns and the planets that were made around them to live on. Five suns. Now, what suns were we talking about? When we talk about five suns, there was one sun to the left of Orion's belt. And the four signs of Orion's belt, which we call the constellation Elohim, that's what we call it. Okay? It then shift names twice. It went from constellation Osiris to constellation Orion. Now we call the constellation Elohim, okay? A B-194. Based on the sun the planets was orbiting, the gods of the planet had different colors of melanin content. Listen, this is important. We're going into where the five tribes came from. White people did not come out of black people, okay? So there's a process. There is a process that can make people very little melanin content, but you have different types of the white tribe out there. You have the white tribe with this creamy type of color. Okay, then you have the white tribe that's straight up white. They're not from this planet. Okay, they did not come out of one of the other tribes. All right, we're telling you this is where the five tribes originated: black, brown, red, yellow, and white. This is where they came from. They came from different planets. That's why each tribe is so special, and each tribe has a genetic code in them that we need. We need to stop persecuting each other. That's what caused the downfall of the rulership of each one of the tribes, because they had 2,000 years to rule, okay? And in their 2,000 years, they persecuted the other four tribes. And the white tribe in rulership now, it's your turn. And you're doing the same thing. That's why when President Hansen and them come up with this democratic process where the people had some control over the leadership, that was a game changer. Because we now the people, the gods, have some say in what the gods that are supposed to be managing things for us has some kind of say over what's going on. That's why the United States, hear me clear, hear me good, the United States must survive. This democracy must survive. Well, wait a minute, this is a republic. No, check your history. Roosevelt took it off the republic and turned it into a democracy. You're now living in a democracy. You must not let this disappear. You have to fight these people one way or another to make sure that democracy maintains this stuff. They pissed off at Joe Biden because he's helping all these people in Ukraine, because Putin done turned the democracy to handle it into the republic. It was under the republic. Putin done turned the republic not into a democracy, but into a dictatorship. And he's trying to attack other republics or democracies. I don't know if Ukraine is the republic or democracy. But in a republic, the people have some say in what the leaders are doing. Okay? If Ukraine is a democracy, it must be protected at all costs, because that's important. All democracies around the world must be protected. And since the United States have stepped up, okay, to be the protector of democracy, the United States must survive as a democracy. We can't let these silly children, some of these men and women out here running around, these silly children running around thinking they're better than everybody else and that you should be their slaves. We can't let them change this thing around, okay? It's important. Now, we're going into, now you know where the five tribes came from. Can you imagine a planet where all the people were the same color? Well, you had that at one time, okay? But accept it or not, they retrograde and began to fight each other. This is B-197, B-198. Because of their power, the devastation was tremendous. So we had to make a solar system so that the five tribes, hear me carefully, so that the five tribes can learn to live together. Read the works of Mr. W. Blair, Dr. W. Blair, I should like to call himself, and to know a little bit about more about your ancient space history. Read the knowledge of the knowledge of the Forever Time. There's books out there that's giving you clues to what's going on. Once your thought process changes, you have to allow the birthing process to continue. Go to the next level. You're not men and women. Men and women are children. Once you get past 12 or 13 years old, I mean, they had it right. Once you get past 12 years old, once you become a teenager, you begin growing into your godhood. That's why you're having trouble with the teenagers. They're not teenagers. They're growing into God. Hello? They want to design things. They're watching. They're learning. They're seeing what you're doing. It's, oh, well, don't smoke. It's bad. You run around with a cigarette in your mouth. Don't drink. It alters your consciousness. You got a liquor cabinet in your house. You have to think about this thing, okay? We just told you how the universe was set up, and it's all based on the one law. You reap what you sow. Everything is based on that law. Oh, my goodness. We only got 19 minutes left. Time flies when you're having so much fun. Look, I was going to play the national anthem. Since I didn't pay it, forget it, but I'm not. We need that 5 minutes. We got 18 minutes left. Look, I just read from you out of book one. Book one takes you to... book one is pre-Bible. It takes you on. It tells you how things were done, how things were made, not created. You cannot make something from nothing. Understand that. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. You're made up out of energy. When you go to heaven, I know this language I'm using is kind of hard for you, because the earth is heaven. Everybody that dies goes to heaven. Their flesh goes to heaven. They tell you the flesh can't go to heaven, but the flesh goes to heaven. The earth is called heaven. Once you understand the keys and you start reading the Bible properly, you'll see that the earth was called heaven. And the garden, Eden, okay, we can go in the book too. Book two is going to take us into Genesis, okay? Because we've been pre-Bible. We're getting ready to go into the Bible, okay? There's certain things you have to see. You have to begin to ask questions about. That's what I'm saying. Stop believing this stuff. Check it out. It's a thought process. You're connected to the Christ consciousness, the universal mind. That's why they said after Jesus came, okay, the next time he comes, they're saying he, but they're not talking about he. The preacher's breaking it down, but they're breaking it down to keep you as men and women, not to turn you into God. The next time Christ deals with you, it ain't going to be no baptizing. I mean, think about that. During the entire Bible, Yahshua did not baptize not one person with water. He let his disciples baptize. I mean, said that. I think it's in Luke where he let some of his disciples baptize people in water. Jesus never did. Let me give you a clue as to why Jesus never baptized you with water. Because you were already baptized. You were already baptized in water coming through the goddess's womb. You were baptized personally by God. Think about that. We're all gods. And you were baptized through the birthing process in water. You were baptized by God. The other baptism was just to remind you of where you came from. That's why it says, honor your mother and your father. These guys brought you into existence. You are a new creature. That's who you are. There's nobody like you on the planet. Your genetic code is unique, it's special. That's why we have a problem with the homosexuality. We're baby carriers getting with baby getting with non-baby carriers. I mean, we're baby carriers getting with baby carriers. Because there's a unique genetic code in you that must not, we don't want to die. We don't want it to disappear. And if the non-baby carriers and the baby carriers don't get together, your genetic code, when you die and go to heaven, which is in the earth, everybody that's done died went to heaven. You can't argue with that point. If the earth is called heaven, everybody that died went to heaven. Now listen, this is just a thought process. Something, another way for you to think about this stuff. Am I right? Who knows? Research it, study it, ask the questions, and you will get the answers because you're connected to the universe. So any question that you ask, you're going to get an answer to. That's why they tell you in school, there's no such thing as a stupid question. What the puppet masters are doing is framing your mind, right? They're framing your mind so that you never ask certain questions. In Luke, I think it's 2:23, it tells you, every man born of a woman is holy. That when they start talking about we're all born, and said, no, he's talking about I. He's talking about himself personally. He wasn't talking about everybody else. They're shaping things to keep you functioning as men and women. We want you to be birthed to the next level. You have to be born again. You have to grow to the next level. If you don't go to the next level, it's going to affect your children too. Your children run around, I'm a man, I'm a woman. They don't like the restrictions that's put on children. That's men and women. They do not like the restrictions that's put on children, okay? Because they're growing out of their men and womenhood into godhood. That's why you're having so much trouble with your so-called teenagers. They're going into God. Look, as a God, when you read the Bible as a God, you get different. It's a different thought process. The Bible has its own thought process. And when you come in from one of these groups who are forcing you to be a man or a woman, pumping you up like that, the thought process that you're going to get is that of a man or a woman. But when you come to the Bible as a God with that thought process, you're going to get information as a God, not as children. Listen, I normally say this every show because this is important. Men and women are children who are under the laws of nature to keep them from self-destruct. That's what's going on. When you think about your children, think about how the men and women who are running the planet, how they're acting. They're acting like children. This is what they're doing because they are children. They're children until they move into the next level. That's why the world has to be born again. The world has to be upgraded. A mental upgrade has to take place so that we can grow into our godhood and stop murdering and killing each other. It, what we're doing don't make sense. The earth is heaven. It's a paradise. But it's supposed to be a paradise for everybody. You are designers. You know right from wrong. That's what a God is. You are a designer. You can design systems so that not one person sleeps on the street. Not one person is hungry. Not one person is left out and don't have access to the best that your society has to offer. This is who you are. But in order to do that, you have to be born again. You need a mental upgrade. The birthing process has to take you to the next level. That's what it's all about. When Jesus told Nicodemus, you need to be born again, he meant that he needed to be have a mental upgrade going into what the Jesus was teaching. He that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I do you will do. He's telling you what was going on. Just like he backed up Psalms 82 when it says you're all God. He said it is written in your law that you're all gods when the children was persecuting him, okay, for accepting his godhood. They persecuted and wanted to kill him because he recognized that he was God. Okay, only God can forgive sins. Well, what do you think just happened? God forgave sins, but they don't... They don't know who they were. They don't know that they're gods because the puppet masters don't want them to grow into who they really are. Listen, what's so dangerous about people becoming gods? God don't break the rules. God follows the law. God don't lie. God don't cheat. God don't steal. Because of the law of reap what you sow. God don't want those things coming back to God. So God don't do the things that it doesn't want done to it. I'm saying it because when I say God, people think about men. But when I use the term God, it's gender neutral. It refers to male and female, or what you call it, baby carriers and non-baby carriers. They done labeled us, gave us restrictions on what we can and cannot do. As men and women, your children, you go outside as a man or woman, flap your arms, you cannot fly like a bird, all right? No, you can't fly like a bird because it's not natural for men and women to fly like a bird. But when you grow into the mind of God as the birthing process keeps taking to the next level, you can design things. You can design things that make you fly faster, higher, better than any bird on the planet. If it's not natural for men and women to fly like a bird, how are we making airplanes? What caused us to go to a level that we can make airplanes? The thought process, when they looked at Egypt and saw the design of, and found the design of a plane, the thought process took them to the next level. When they looked at on the pyramids and saw the design of the submarines and the design of the helicopters on the pyramids, the thought process took them to the next level. What you think about, you can bring about. If you're not thinking about it, you're not going to bring it about. That's how this thought process works. What we're doing today, what we're doing now, 2023, as comforters, we're bringing you into the next thought process. We're birthing you again not with water. You've already been through the birthing process, through the goddess's womb. You have been baptized personally by God. That's why the book say honor your mother and your father, because the book know who they are. You don't know who they are, and a lot of times the parents don't know who they are. The birthing process has begun. That's why I'm on air. The world has to be born again. I need help getting this information out. That's why we put it all in the book form. Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. You need to get this book. It will be on the market by Tuesday. It will be on the market, and you can get it. Okay? It will be on the market. Start asking for it. Start looking for it. The more you ask for it, the more you're looking for it, they will begin to carry it. They're not carrying it now because nobody's asking for it. But we're telling you, ask for it, and they will begin to carry it. Okay, but that's just part of the birthing process. You need to plug into the comforters. They're coming. They're going to be around you on the radio, everywhere. You're going to be hearing about them. They're here to help you in your journey towards forgiveness. We have to learn to forgive if we're going to save this planet. We have to learn to forgive. We screwed up Mars badly, okay, until they can't even find no existence of even being on Mars, you know. If you get time to do a little reading, read about the Lemurian. Start there, okay? Pick up the book on Knowledge of the Forever Time. Pick that book up. Read some of the stuff that Delbert Blair put out, Dr. Delbert Blair, Mr. Delbert Blair. Read some of the stuff that he put out. He'll tell you about the wars that they had up there in space. He'll tell you about it. That's why this heaven was made, so that the five tribes can function together. This is why they gave each tribe 2,000 years to rule, and they kept doing the same thing, persecuting the other tribes. And how was they doing it? It was all done through religion. I'm telling you now, this is why Jesus didn't sanction no religion. The religion that Jesus talked about, when he talked about religion, is what you're supposed to be doing to each other, helping each other, working with each other. This is what religion is all about. This is how you're realigning yourself with source energy. Source energy is not particular about what color you are and what tribe you're from and all that. Source energy is not worrying about that. And you are source energy. Your incorporeal energy surrounding the flesh. That's why they say you never die. The flesh goes back to heaven, which is the planet. Name me one person that didn't go back to the planet when they died. The flesh. I'm talking about the flesh. I'm not talking about the incorporeal energy with the... They call them a spirit. They didn't trick that up. We don't even use the word spirit no more because they got that so screwed up. They don't even know what it is. They don't know what a spirit is. All you think about is some kind of possession, what they talk about when Jesus was baptized by John. Okay? It goes further than that. Well, we got about 5 minutes left. What I'm going to do, okay, now that you understand The baptismal process is you in that water sac through your mother's womb. Go into Luke 2:23, I think it is, but it's in Luke chapter 2. It's telling you we're talking about the King James Version, because they changed them. They're taking the keys out of the Bible. So the only Bible that we recommend is the Authorized King James Version, and find the oldest ones you can find. Go into some of these old bookstores. If they have an Authorized King James Version, old one on the shelf, buy it. Get it. Because they're taking the keys out of the book. That's what they're doing. Let me see. Me and a friend of mine, we were talking about the Bible. We're talking about this very passage. One passage said in the Authorized King James Version, it says, all who are born of the woman is holy. That's what the Authorized King James Version say. The Bible that he was reading from, it says, all that who are the firstborn. That's what it says. That's relating to trying to take you back to Jesus. But that's not what the Authorized King James says, because the Authorized King James, it's a key letting you know that everybody that's born of the woman is holy. You're born holy, not in sin, shaped in iniquity and all this stuff. They're trying to keep you in the thought process of a man and a woman. And we're trying to get you to the next level. This is what the birthing process is for. You were baptized personally by God. Think about that. You were baptized personally by God. Psalm 82, we're all God. So your mother ties you through the birthing process. Your mother's a God. You were baptized by God. And people tell me, well, I'm an atheist. How in the world can you be an atheist and you're looking at yourself in the mirror? Somebody made you, man. Whoever made you, that's your God. You come through your mama. If you didn't come through your mama, okay, then you might be an atheist. But you came through your mama. So you can't be an atheist. That's an oxymoron. That don't even make sense. But as children, men and women, they're feeding us all kinds of crazy crap that we need to get into. Now, I know I'm going to catch a lot of slack for this next statement. I only got 2 minutes, but I'm going to make it. They've taken the Hebrew Israelite thing out of context. The hand under the thigh was to check to see if he is real. That's what they were saying. They wanted the men to be real men because the eunuchs were very powerful at one time. I only got a minute left, so let me do my search. I walked the path to reap what you sow, and all that I have done, I eagerly embrace, is returned to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. I have done nothing today that I regret coming back to me. Okay? Listen. We're going to go, the next time we talk, we're going to go into Genesis. That'll be book two. We're going to go into the Bible. We've taken you to the pre-Bible. We've taken you to what the birthing process is all about, why the birthing process is necessary. We've told you who you are. We told you where the colors come from. We told you you're not indigenous to this planet. So all of us didn't come from Africa. Hello? We're not indigenous to this planet. So if we're not indigenous to this planet, that changes your thought process. Where did we come from? What planet are we from? Your thought process. Once you start asking those questions, you'll get answers. Why would you ask what planet we come from if you believe you started in Africa? You won't ask yourself, you won't ask that question. And this is what the puppet masters are doing. They got you situated so you don't ask certain questions because they know you're going to get the answers to them. The birthing process has begun. You have to be born again. Once you're born again, you will automatically repent because you know better than you won't be acting like men and women, like children anymore. This is your brother Elohim. Until the next time we get to chit-chat, I'll be signing off, okay? Much love, guys.